This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. They were on my show back in May of this year. We're talking about Nucor Gold Limited. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol NCAUF. If you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol NCAU. With us today is the president and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Luke Alexander. Luke, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
You know, before we get started on today's Q&A, just give my listeners, if you would, a little bit of a back history where your project is located at and your thoughts on it.
Yeah, so our project's located in Ghana. It's a district scale exploration project. We put out some updated numbers last week, which included an updated resource. So we've got 1.41 million ounces of inferred resource. And it's a district scale opportunity. We've identified 25 targets across the overall project, of which six of them we've drilled on, and four of them make up that current resource that I talked about. And then we also put out an updated PEA, which really underpins the value of the company and highlights what a robust project we've got at Enchi.
You know, since the last time we spoke, you have announced the results of a PEA, if you will, for the gold project there in Ghana. That shows a very robust project economically wise. Can you run us through the project economically, and what are the key value drivers that you guys see coming forward?
Yeah, so our project, it's a heap leach project. And why that's important is because it's a much less capital intense way of producing gold. So we've got an upfront capital of $97 million, which includes a 30% contingency. And if we look at 1650 gold, which is the base case that we used for the PEA, we've got an after-tax NPV of $212 million. If we look at 1850 gold, which is closer to spot price today, we're looking at an after-tax NPV of $302 million with an after-tax RR of 54% and a very quick payback. You're looking at it under a two-year payback. So one of the key things is obviously when you're looking at that $302 million NPV relative to the initial capital of 97, you're looking at about a 3-to-1 ratio. So for every dollar you put into building the project, you're getting $3 back. So those are very robust numbers. And one of the things I'd highlight is we put our study out last Tuesday, and on the back of that, we've traded 3.8 million shares. The stock was up as much as 20%. So, you know, needless to say, the market has responded very well to that PEA and recognizes the value that this project has, as well as we've got five current analysts covering us from a research perspective. Those are investment banks out of Toronto, and four of them increased their target prices on the back of the results that we put out. So a real recognition by the market that there's fundamental value here, and where we'll go from here is ultimately building off of that, continuing to explore, and ultimately expand on that 1.4 million ounce resource.
Especially with a market cap of only 58 million that I see that your company's at. I do see some value there, if not undervalued. That being said, with the 66,000 meter drill program still underway and a significant amount of the results not yet incorporated in your PEA and resources, can you comment on the exploration upside and what you think could have a meaningful impact on the PEA? And if you would, just tell my listeners the acronym for a PEA also.
Yeah, so PEA is a preliminary economic assessment. So we use an independent engineering company to look at our project, look at what kind of production, what the costs would be. They analyze all of that, come up with a financial model. We've released the results from that financial model last week, and then within the next 45 days, we'll produce a full technical report, which then goes into a lot of detail about the numbers included within that financial model. In terms of the 66,000 meter program, so it is the largest ever drill program on our project. So needless to say, we've been putting out a lot of drill results over the last 6 or 8 months. And in terms of the PEA, we were only able to include about 20,000 meters of that total 66,000 meters of drilling. So we've got an additional 46,000 meters that we will include down the road. About 20,000 of that, we've put press releases out over the last few months. And then we've got an additional 26,000 meters that we're going to continue to drill over the next number of months, looking to expand on our four existing resource areas, as well as starting to target some new areas that have never been drilled before, and then also looking to do some deeper drilling and find some higher grade material. So that's kind of the focus for us over the next number of months, is continuing to aggressively drill, and that's how we think we'll create the most value for our shareholders. But the great thing about this PEA is we've got that underpinning of fundamental value, which is obviously starting to get recognized by the market.
Luke, I have dozens and dozens of basic material gold company silver covers come on my show every year. Sometimes, you know, they excavate it themselves. They bring it up. Most of the times they sell it off. That being said, what is your strategy from here? What can investors expect for the balance of 2021?
So what we've been saying for the last year or more is, where we think we'll create the most value is growing the overall size of the resource. Given the district scale opportunity, 216 square kilometer land package, 25 different targets identified, we think we can grow this to a 4 or 5 million ounce plus resource. And that's where we think we'll create the most value for shareholders, is by really expanding on the overall size of the project. But what we also said at the same time is that if we put out economic studies the way we did last week with this PEA, that creates a fundamental underpinning of value. It allows the market and institutional investors and analysts to build models based on independent numbers and really come up with an underpinning value for the project. Again, you highlighted it, call it $55 million. We're trading at around $55, $60 million U.S. Right. Relative to, at $1,850 gold, a NPV of $302 million. So that creates a significant underpinning of value. But then, you know, if you look at a number of the press releases we put out over the last few weeks, none of those results are included in the PEA, as well as all the drilling that we're going to continue to do from here on out. So I would look at it as a base case study that we've put out with the opportunity to significantly build on top of that. So we're really excited about all the exploration that we'll be doing over the next number of months.
My guest today is Luke Alexander. He is the CEO and president of Nucor Gold Limited. If you haven't looked up this company, please do. That's my personal opinion. I think it's grossly undervalued from here. I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. You should take a look at this if you want to make it into a gold play. But everybody should do their own due diligence. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol NCAUF. You're up there in Toronto. Look them up. They're on the TSX under the ticker symbol NCAU. Luke, before I let you go, you got the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, so we're extremely pleased with the PEA that we put out. It beat my personal expectations, and I think that's been highlighted in the market by the performance we've had, and we think there's lots of upside from here. The other thing I'd just flag is we're always very keen to engage with our existing shareholders as well as prospective shareholders. So, you know, visit our website, feel free to get in touch. We also put a lot of content on the different social media platforms, so Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel, so please look us up on any of those. And if you have any questions, feel free to get in touch.
Their website is newcoregold.com. Find them there. Luke, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Looking forward to you coming back in the next 30 to 40 days to give us an update of what's going on down there on Ghana, Africa, at your gold project. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.